Well, good afternoon, K-State family. As Mary answered, I think, in her remarks when she said, "Why are we here?" I think she did an eloquent job of stating that, but let's just take a moment and think about how extraordinary this moment is. It is very unusual for a college campus to cancel classes so we can walk together. Much easier to do it at night, much easier to do it on weekends. More difficult, but more meaningful to do that in the middle of the day. And as Mary said, we're standing on this plaza that commemorates the 150th anniversary of our school for a reason. A place such as Kansas State is defined by its past, as well as who we are today. But we are also, and more importantly, defined by who we want to become. We need to have an overdue conversation about who we want to become, what it is that we value, and what are our aspirations. Take just a second and look to your left and right and in front of you and behind you. You're going to see people that have many differences in many ways. Some we can see, some we can't see. Some are inside. We are here today to reflect upon situations that disorient and challenge us, and also to think about what we should do about it. But one thing's for sure. We're not going to let others define how we, faculty, staff, students, alums, friends, our K-State community, how we define us and our values. That's up to all of us. I guess the bells like that too. The injury to one of us is an injury to all. The joy of one of us is the joy of all. The honor of one of us is the honor of all. We do share a common humanity. And while we're not all the same, we can understand what it means not to be seen or be heard or to be invisible on a college campus. It's time for all of us to stand up as a family, as a community, to unite around our values when we see anger, hate, and divisiveness. Those beside me and behind me today represent our university and the Manhattan community. And we are all standing up against racism and all forms of hate. We understand that racism and hate are contagious diseases that are epidemic in our country. I believe Kansas State University has a unique opportunity to lead a conversation in building unity, something that is long overdue, not just here, but in our country. This place called Kansas State University means a lot to me. Its story and my story are intertwined, connected. They have been for 57 years. So too are your stories and K-State's stories connected. Just take a moment and think about how you're connected to this place, what it means to you, and importantly, what you mean to it. I never thought I would ever accept the position of president of Kansas State University. So why am I here? Well, as Coach Snyder often says, it's because of the people. That's why I'm here. When I was the interim president, that feeling was overwhelming and made me want to be here. But I'm here really because I believe in the importance of higher education. Because I believe in our K-State students, faculty, staff, friends, and alums. And because I believe in our family's future. Coach Snyder. Thank you, Coach. Our values are under attack. The national tone, the lack of civility, the lack of clarity around our national values is affecting our campus and community. Social media makes it particularly easy to spread misinformation, hate, and divisiveness. You know, I've seen this before. Before, we called it terrorism. That's how terrorism works. But it's also how white supremacy, racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia work. It's about creating fear. It's about recruitment, recruiting vulnerable people, creating fear based on false evidence, and getting people to tear down their own institutions and their governance structures and their communities. We've seen things, as Daryl said, that can trigger conversations that go to unhealthy places. The fight, flight, or freeze syndrome. We've seen our students hurt by that. We should try not to go into these negative responses. But we need to acknowledge that there is anger in our community. Some of you may need some time to overcome your anger. And we want to provide you space to process these emotions, hopefully into something more positive. We intend to become a place that seeks to understand the causes of fear and create in all of us something better, something healthier. You have come here today for a variety of reasons, some because you've been affected by our recent events, some who are just curious, some who want to help, or whatever personal reason you have. We should at once embrace our diversity and also embrace our own uniqueness as you embrace each other. It defines how each of us sees things. We need to understand the differences so we can understand ourselves. It's good to acknowledge the specter of fear, but we won't be captured by it. We want to be, in one sense, an impenetrable community to fear, but welcoming to learning and education. We won't let fear dominate or define us. We'll be defined by our common history, our common humanity, and our common future. So where do we go from here? Our goal has been pointed out several times by previous speakers, but our goal is to prepare students to be leaders in a diverse and sometimes divided world. As Howard Gilman said in a recent book he co-authored, you can't make ideas safe for students, but you can make students safe for ideas. We've made some good progress, but we must continue our progress, our united walk, if you will, in education as a path to understanding. Along this walk, we can control how we act and react. We can be resilient by not letting the actions of others define who we are and what we should believe. We can't take care of our family when they're hurting. We can reflect on what may be helpful. And we can tune in, yet remain calm when social media triggers outrage, and then hopefully use this media for hope and positive messaging. We can aspire to be national leaders and serve as a beacon of light in the face of divisive messages. I believe we at K-State can do that. If we want to do it, we can be that beacon. We can be the engineers of progress as we fulfill our mission as the nation's first land-grant university. We can spend positive energy that helps our campuses, our communities, and our nation return to a healthier place. It's up to us. It's up to all of us, those we can see here today and those that aren't with us. We know incidents are going to happen in the future, but understanding other people's perspectives will create a positive sense of community. So I ask you these questions. There won't be a test. Well, there will be the big test, I guess, the really big test. Here are the questions. What do you want Kansas State to look like going forward? What is the future that you want for our university and our community? Then the hardest of all, what will you commit to doing to make it that way? Let's take this walk we started today together to make Kansas State University the place you want it to be. We're all in it together.